Hi, this is Scott here on the scene at Fan Expo, and we're here with Monty Cook doing a little interview. Say hello and maybe briefly elaborate on what you do for those not familiar.
Hey, I'm Monty Cook. I've been a tabletop RPG designer for about 25 years. So I've done, in that time, I've done mostly role-playing games, but I've also done other kinds of tabletop games and a few computer games. Probably best known for D&D 3rd Edition, but I also ran my own company, Mal Havoc Press, and I wrote HeroClix, did a lot of games.
I just figured I'd ask you what's new, what's coming up, and give us a little details on that.
Okay. Right now I'm working on a brand new role-playing game called Numenera. Yeah. And this is a brand new system and a brand new setting. It's a far, far future science fantasy game. The emphasis is on story and character, not on the rules. The rules are very, very simple. The game moves very, very quickly. And I'm really excited about it.
Okay, so any ideas of how exactly are you planning to emphasize character and story with this game?
The rules are very, very simple. There isn't the level of detail in the rules that you would find in a D20 system style game. So more is left up to the game master to kind of make sure that the story flows the way that he and the group want it to go. And so there are things like XP rules where the game master can sort of intrude on the game to change the way the story is going, but then he uses that point to award experience points to the characters who are affected by the change.
Okay.
I see. All right. So a little like this character trait is going to hose you a little, but have a reward for it.
A little bit. Yeah. It's less has to do with your character traits and more like interesting things that are injected into the narrative of the game.
Okay.
All right. And when you say far future science fantasy, what sort of feel and style, any influences you could name to elaborate on that?
Sure. One of the big sort of hinge points upon which the game turns is a quote from Arthur C. Clarke, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Right.
So the game will actually end up feeling a little bit like a fantasy game.
Right.
Because the idea in the setting is that it's actually a post-apocalyptic game.
Okay.
Where far, far in the future, there have been these amazingly advanced civilizations, but they're gone now. And so the people that are left have sort of about a medieval level of technology, but they're surrounded by all these remnants of the past that are just fantastically powerful, almost like magic.
Okay, I think I've got you now. And what excites you about writing this game?
So Numenera is a game about ideas, and that is something that that's the kind of thing that always gets me really excited. Rather than being a game about, you know, rules and tactics, it's a game that really focuses on just the really imaginative stuff that you can come up with when you start looking at what happens when you take a technology and science as we know it and we advance it just millions of years.
Okay, neat. And do you have any other projects on the rise? Anything you're looking at? Or is this just all your time right now?
Well, this is my main focus. I'm still doing some fiction writing on the side. I'm going to be releasing a collection of short stories here pretty soon. But really, Numenera is my big focus. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to numenera.com.
Okay. And how's the con been for you? What's been fun?
It's been great. This is my first time at Fan Expo, and I found all the people to be really great and accommodating, and the panels have been really well attended, and people have asked great questions. We did a panel on Kickstarter, and I did a panel on Numenera. We did one on sort of the state of the game industry last night. They've all been great.
Yeah.
And so, as sort of a veteran, what's your impression of Kickstarter? Do you think it's just a passing fancy, or is this the future of small press?
I definitely think that the game industry in particular is never going to be the same again.
No.
It is something that is going to enable both small and large publishers to not only fund projects ahead of time, but find out what people actually want. That's one of the great things about Kickstarter is the only things that succeed are the things that people actually want. And so, like, for example, I'm doing a Kickstarter as we speak for Numenera, and I'm gratified to know that it's going pretty well, which tells me as a creator that this is going to be something that I'm going to want to devote a lot of attention to and a lot of future support.
And for that Kickstarter for Numenera, what sort of model have you been using to, what sort of options have you had for funding levels, and what kind of interesting things have you thrown on that?
Well, so in addition to getting the actual book in either ebook or print form, some of the higher levels give you access to some online game design seminars that I'm going to be doing this fall. You can get signed books. You can get, let's see, my mind's going blank here. you can get, at the really high levels, you can get to play in a game that I'll run online. And at the very high levels, you can get me to come to your game store or your house and run a game. And I'm going to be going to visit 3 different game stores next year, and no one has taken me up yet on the I'll come run a game for you and your group yet.
That's interesting, because that sounds like something you just want to do for bragging rights.
Well, there's one other thing I wanted to add about the Kickstarter that I'm really happy about, and that is that we have these stretch goals that and we've met a lot of them, and one of them was for a number of copies of Numenera to be donated to libraries and educators, because I think that Numenera, because it's a simple, straightforward kind of game, I think it is the kind of game that would be good for kids as well as adults. And so I'm really happy that we reached that stretch goal and that a number of copies are going to go off to that group.
Okay, that sounds awesome. And, well, good luck with that. And so, because this is we're mostly a video game website, the tabletop game staff is 2, and one of those is only mine for, like, about 2 weeks. Thanks, Zach. But do you have any favorite video game RPGs that you've either worked on or just loved playing?
Well, right now, the thing that is totally consuming all my free time is still Skyrim. And I've been playing that for months now, and I'm still playing it. I'm eagerly looking forward to Borderlands 2, because I was a huge fan of the first one. And I'm just getting my feet wet, actually, in Diablo 3, which is also a lot of fun.
Okay, so you might want to start following Monty's blog to see if you can be his friend for Borderlands 2 co-op time. maybe the next RP Gamer game day. We'll see. But thanks for having a chat. And is there any websites or Twitter feeds you want to promote here?
Sure. Both Numenera.com and MontyCook.com. MontyCook.com in particular for, anything that I'm working on. That's where the news will be posted first.
All right. And I'll be sure to link to that Kickstarter on this page as well. So take a look at that if you're interested.